Alice at 97.3.
What is it, Simone? I know it's very important that we get the diva his breakfast.
People, back me up on this. Is it being a diva if you request a breakfast sandwich? I don't think so. Sustenance keeps one funny.
He's doing the job for free, for God's sake.
Good Lord, I'm not getting paid.
Request?
I'm doing it for
is it difference between
kibbles and bits over here?
Kicking and screaming and bitching and moaning.
I just realized that it was 9:30 and then we haven't had the breakfast sandwich
when you were
yet.
Really wanting to have the breakfast sandwich.
So, well, we were busy in that whole 1 hour
streak.
With, like, Kevin Nealon and
Alanis
Morissette called in and... So how are we supposed to eat while all that's going on?
I ask you.
But I also am fairly superstitious. We've had two great shows, Wednesday and Thursday. And both days, bagel sandwich, bagel sandwich. Mm-hmm. To not eat a bagel sandwich today, Friday, would be bad news.
It
bad
would mean that even though we had a good show, it would be perceived.
Well, something could go wrong. We still got, you know, there's 22 minutes left, right. Anything could happen.
Isn't today's a great show?
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I actually think today's the best of the 3 days.
You're
Thank
out of your
you.
Mind.
You really think so?
Yeah,
which show do you
so.
Think is the best?
I think that time with Alanis on the phone was great, and I thought Kevin was pretty cool. But I thought yesterday's show was hot.
I liked yesterday's show.
Without guests calling in or anything? Mm-hmm. Without people bugging me? With more airtime for
sure,
me?
Sure, right.
Better show.
I agree.
Subjective, though. Very subjective.
Well, what isn't, though, really?
Truly.
You know, movies, radio shows.
Truly.
I like today.
Today was
and
good.
Not
all
even just
days
last,
were good.
Not
I'm
even last.
You.
Because you know why? The chimp story. I loved the chimp. I
all
loved
I can
the
tell
thing.
You is thank God you have a 2 week break coming up. Because if you had to face your man no name on Monday.
Yeah.
After these three glorious days atop Mount Olympus, the Elysium Fields that has been the Sarah and Kevin show, mm-hmm. you would put a gun in your mouth. That's all I'm saying. A mouthful of buckshot.
What a thing to say. Kevin.
Am I overstating
it? Maybe a little bit.
A little bit? All right, let me rein
bit.
It in. It's been fun 3 days.
It has been really fun.
I've had a good time.
Well, listen, the ass-kissing part isn't yet. It's when we wrap up the show that we'll actually...
Totally.
We'll
That's when she says all the real nice things about
right.
me and whatnot.
It's been really fun and elite.
Until then it's like, oh, he's a diva and he wants to... Can you believe he wants breakfast? And it's not like I'm like, bring me an ostrich egg. I'm like, get me a Noah's bagel sandwich. Noah's. Great bagel sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And 40-degree temperature.
Right, exactly. The
you asked me
of the
what temperature.
Juice.
I took a shot in the dark, said 40. I just want some cold orange juice. Nothing wrong with that, people.
Kevin, you've been a peach.
You have,
really,
actually.
You really haven't asked for
I've
much.
Been a 40-degree orange juice.
Mm-hmm. Peach juice.
I try to share the love, bring a little love.
Your comedy.
You know what I am? I'm the ambassador to Hollywood, people. I'm here to tell you that Hollywood's not bad. I'm not. I have no connection to Hollywood whatsoever.
It's like Hollywood. Really?
Yeah. You're like, what is he talking about?
I hate him.
This
yeah.
is Ben Affleck.
They don't like
house.
Me in Hollywood
Jesus.
At all. I'm the emissary for Ben Affleck. I'm here to tell you Ben Affleck.
Really
you know, you actually, you've changed the way I feel
two
about
fans.
Ben Affleck. Like, I, you
really?
Know, why?
Two new fans.
Almost
really?
Like I'm buying into the,
you
know, the
you
popular
gotta,
view.
You got to get
not.
That guy on the line, or next time I'm here, we'll try to get that dude
okay.
on the line.
We'll,
make
well
sure
I'll try and do an afternoon show so he'll be awake.
Well, we'll make him get up early. Maybe I'll drag him with me. Ah, that'll never happen. I'm like, dude, come up and do a radio show in San Francisco. I'm sure he'd be like, no. But if he's going to be in the area,
sure.
Then I'll be like, kick No Name out for the day. And let me in, and I'll bring in him. Because he's an excellent guest. That dude's funny.
Yeah.
He's funny.
Well, I saw the clips of the two of you together when
totally.
You were saying all the mean things. And
that'd be great. He won't come
in
before.
Sarah and Ben, morning show. Well, he's trying to lay low, for God's sakes. I mean, the dude's been overexposed in the press, so he's trying to lay low.
Yeah, but he's just going shopping with Jennifer Garner.
Press.
You know what?
This
anywhere that dude, anywhere that dude goes is press. I guarantee you. That's why he can't do much. He can't go on, like, do the stuff. He didn't have the luxury I have. I can come here, make fun of people, say stuff. That dude does it. It runs as a story on page 6.
Exactly.
Affleck's losing his mind.
Affleck
has sunk so far as to do morning radio. That's what
exactly
they would say.
What they would say.
You know they'd say it, sir. And I'm not saying morning radio is bad. Believe me, I'm thinking of getting rid of my other job and doing this. Nothing
be
better than the
it.
Sound of my own voice.
That's, I couldn't agree with you more. If only I'd heard the sound of my own voice in the last 3 days, I'd actually... Yeah, that's a little joke.
You're going to hear less of yourself when that dude comes back and starts crowing about his child.
Guess what, Sarah, I had sex, man.
And I had a baby. And
he was going bananas in here yesterday.
You're never
going
to hear the end of it.
Bananas.
He showed up after the show. It was literally like we had met the demon seed.
And did you see how he was dressed already?
Yeah. What was up with that? That's the
normal
first time I've
shirts.
Ever not seen him in a social distortion T-shirt.
Really?
No, yeah.
It was crazy.
We've lost him to the white side.
I'm not saying that
What's
you
the white side?
Well, I feel dark side. And
almost like he's on
there
the light side.
There wasn't a white side. There was just
the
dark
force.
The force.
There was a force
and
the dark side of
the
force. We've lost him to the Force.
A Star Wars reference.
No, you clearly were. Because then you said Dark Side.
You said Dark Side.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that you guys will contemplate infanticide. I won't be that crude.
No, we would never do
However,
that.
However, you will rue the day that
I'll contemplate murder.
Inseminated his wife.
No.
Because you'll never hear the end of it.
People never heard the end of it when I had my kids either, so
no,
I suppose I deserve it in some
Look,
way.
I wasn't here for it, but I can tell that you're kind of, you keep things in perspective, Sarah. You like to put it on Front Street. You like to play the game right.
Believe me, I've been wanting to tell you kids stories.
I believe
like
you
not.
Probably talked about having a kid, but sure. I think you were like, hey, man, we got traffic.
You to know, do.
Hey,
right.
man, let's play one of the 485 games we
really
have to play.
Really fun,
in the
exciting
next 10
games
minutes.
That people can play along with at home.
I think you kept
In fact, speaking of that,
that
it's time for the daily
you.
And thank you. You that know, you are. You're
up.
Better at this than I think you are.
I am. It's a gift.
You're like, you're quietly really good at it.
For those who just tuned in, a chimp gnawed off a guy's foot
and
in
his
Bakersfield.
Face. And then another chimp dragged him up the street before being shot to death.
Unbelievable. Horrible story, but like, stay away from simians, people. It's beginning. One day you're going to see the Statue of Liberty buried up to its neck on a beach, and you'll remember this broadcast.
That's right, because it'll be like, whoa,
I don't want to turn this into a Orson Welles War of the Worlds kind of thing where people start turning on the chimps, but I fully advocate it.
Feeling you.
Yeah. Kill them before they kill us.
The Daily Game is brought to us by your friends, our friends, at Bauer Transportation, 1-800-LIMO-OUT. If you need a limo, you need some transportation, call Bauer, 1-800-LIMO-OUT. They've been driving you to and fro.
They drove, well, let's keep it in perspective. They drove me from the Oakland airport to my hotel, and they'll be driving me back to the Oakland airport.
And in between, you've just been at the hotel.
I've walked. I've hoofed it.
And Hooman has driven you.
And Hooman has picked me up and brought me to this place because I couldn't find it.
You're so trapped with him in the car.
Bell tied on it. I don't mind the drive with Hooman. I don't even miss the drive with Hooman.
Is that so?
That's right, dude. That was the peak of his day. That was the highlight of his morning.
See, I give him a compliment
downhill from here.
And runs with it.
It's not, you know, hanging out with me. And,
again,
you know,
I gave the guy a very nice
Kevin
compliment.
Nealon.
He had to take it and run with it. It is not the highlight
Hearing
or peak
Aisha
of my
Tyler
day.
Hearing Aisha Tyler
say, where is it?
Isn't it fair? Why can't it just be like, hey, I enjoy the ride with Hooman? It doesn't have to be like, see, it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Because they were making it sound like it was something dreadful, and I had to make it sound like it was something.
But
much
I told you. But I
Who's
said
they?
It
me?
Yeah, you.
I'm the infamous they.
Well, you speak for you and Maddie. Like if you're in a good mood, Maddie's in a good mood. If you're in a bad mood, Maddie's in a bad mood.
Wow.
Well, here's my alter ego.
Well, you know what? It's because we both agree on good radio, and when you do bad radio,
it makes us.
Oh,
mad.
Oh, is that what it is?
It makes us mad. We're
they get angry.
Can I point out that the producer never speaks into the microphone?
I'm not allowed.
So he's just, he turns it on, but he gets really far away.
He does that.
Hey,
totally.
You know, I'll tell you one thing right now. I'm not on the air right now or anything, but I got something to say about that,
he would
which
be the
I will
first.
Not say in the microphone.
He would be the first to tell you or I, hey, get up in the mic.
Right, exactly.
But meanwhile, he turns it on, and he's like, I'll tell you what, Hooman. I'm here, but I'm not here.
That's right.
If I'm not speaking in the mic, you can't see me. Like if an ostrich puts its head in the sand, you can't see it.
The union can't touch me from all the way over here.
Hey, guess where I am now? I'm as far away from the mic as I could be.
But
and now
I
the mic is coming near me and it's gone again. You're like a dog passing by in a car. You're like, woof, 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 woof.
It's like a Doppler effect.
Is there a reason you're not allowed to speak directly into the mic?
It's not a Doppler effect. What is it? What's the effect when an ambulance goes
it
by?
It is the Doppler
it
effect.
It is the Doppler
effect. No, it's the Kevin Smith effect.
Oh, right. Okay, so do you want to play the game now? Let's do it.
I don't want to play the game.
Well, we're doing it. I don't care if you want to play it or not. I told you. It's my show. God damn it.
I said it before. I'll say it again. It's like kindergarten in here.
Malta.
Now we're going to play Duck, Duck, Goose.
Oh, I love Duck, Duck, Goose. Let's do it.
No doubt. You love every game.
Hello.
You're like, Breakout Life. Hey, can we play Monopoly on the air?
Oh, you know what? Make sure that trivia game is ready.
Somebody break open Hungry, Hungry Hippos because it's time to play the game.
It's time to play the daily game.
The whole time you're talking, you're just playing Uno by yourself.
I want to say that we have a lot of people lined up to play Dick, Not a Dick with You. I need the intro, please.
Oh, great.
Are they cool or are they not? It's Dick, not a dick.
I like that.
Yeah.
Who did that?
That's Maddie and the Boot.
You guys sang it?
No, nice. One more time? Let's hear it.
One more time.
Are they cool or are they not? It's Dick, not a dick.
Who's doing the doo doo doo?
Boot.
Charlene, this girl right here.
Well done, man.
We did that in
30
seconds.
Whoa, shut up.
One more time, because now I can picture you both.
Are they cool or are they not? It's Dick, not a dick.
I like that. You know what? It's kind of crunchy. Lacks production value, but that's its charm.
That's its appeal.
Yeah.
Right.
Right on. So the game's over, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
See you later. Okay, let's start with I got a lot of people up here. Do you see somebody who appeals to you? Who want to go
you
for Jersey?
Them.
How about Jersey Guy?
They're all Cowtown.
Jersey
with
Guy,
names
Vulgar
like Bartleby,
Fun.
Serendipity, mm-hmm. Jersey Guy.
Let's go with Jersey Guy. All right, Jersey Guy, here's how it's going to work. Kevin Smith is going to say the name of a celebrity, and you are going to decide whether or not he or she is a dick or not a dick. And if you are correct, you will win ski lift passes from Alpine Meadows and a pair of Century Theater movie passes.
Awesome.
Here we go.
May I throw out my disclaimers?
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, I don't say these people are dicks for all time or dicks to everyone else. This is my personal feeling about these people.
Hey, Kevin, I wanted to say that I met you at Comic-Con or WonderCon, and you are definitely not a dick. You're a great guy.
For example, Jersey Girl, not a dick.
Jersey guy.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is Steve from Napa.
This is Steve?
Yes, it is.
Oh, am I looking at the wrong one?
Crazy. No, he's Jersey Guy. But
Steve,
I recognize his voice.
You recognize him?
Yeah.
It's good meeting you, Steve.
It was nice to meet you. I really appreciate all your films and everything, and you're really humorous.
Thank you, sir.
You're a great public speaker.
Thank you. See?
Steve from
great
Napa.
Public speaker. How would you rate me against Sarah Clark, sir?
As a public speaker?
Yes.
I've only heard Sarah speak it. I don't know. Sarah? I think Kevin Smith is the best public speaker I've ever seen, actually. Mm-hmm. And Sarah's come in every day and do this, though.
Yes.
And obviously she's been doing it for 8 years, so that takes a lot of work. You know?
It's true. Look, he's giving you your propers.
Yeah.
I don't really consider this public speaking anyway.
You are speaking, and you're kind of public. Your voice is going out to the public.
I can't. It's really difficult for me to stand on a stage and address an audience, I'll tell you that.
Really?
You do that, though,
can't
for your live broadcast. Like, you guys are going to have a St. Patrick's Day thing and everything. You guys do all that stuff. That's live.
Put yourself in a coffin with a bunch of dog poo.
Sure. I didn't have to address anyone. Though.
That's true.
That.
That's public humiliation.
Steve from Napa has been listening since he was 12 years old.
How old are you now, Steve?
I'm 21.
Right on. And one day you're going to marry Sarah. I can see it.
One day.
I can see it.
And he's got his own little cable access show that he's been doing for years now.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. Power to the people.
Yeah. All right, Jersey Guy, let's play the game.
Yep, you got it.
Give me the name of the celebrity.
Make everybody see in order to fight the powers that be. Let's start with Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler, dick or not a dick, Jersey Guy? What do you think?
Liv Tyler, Stephen Tyler Starr. I'm going to say not a dick.
I would tend to agree with that. Anybody want to say she was a dick? Anybody have a bad... Yeah, Hooman's just on the phone, so...
Thanks, Hooman.
Thanks a lot, Hooman. It's great. Nobody in there can play because you're on the phone.
Sure. Go ahead.
Would you like your answer?
What do you think? So not a dick for Liv Tyler.
Not a dick.
She's not a dick.
Not a dick. Hooray! You are a winner.
Awesome.
Good chick. Good
hold
person.
The line. What? Now tell the little vignette about her.
A little vignette about how she's
sure.
not a dick?
Right.
I got along with her very well. Not really a vignette. It's just an overview.
Really well done.
Yeah.
So she's just someone you know.
She was in a picture I made called Jersey Girl, which apparently you didn't see. So let me fill you in on it. She's very cute in that movie.
You know, I was thinking in the bathroom. It's really true. I saw every Kevin Smith movie until I got pregnant. And then that was it. I didn't see the rest.
Kids, bane of my existence. And how old's your oldest kid?
6.
So I
ran right out and saw Chasing Amy.
And then that was
And
it.
Then I got pregnant.
So you missed out on Dogma.
And
you missed
Jay
out
Silent
on
Bob.
Chisel and Bizzle.
And right.
And Jersey Girl.
But those are all on my list, and especially now.
On your list. The fictional list of stuff you'll never get to because you do your radio
list
show.
Of stuff I'll never get
and you
to.
Go home and you make Jenny-O turkeys all day long, and then you...
That only takes me 5
minutes.
And went
out with your old man.
Can you send it to her?
What?
If you send
Jenny-O turkey?
No.
You don't have to.
If you send me all your movies on DVD, I'd be happy to watch them.
Yeah. I mean, why should I? I'm not going to reward bad behavior. Like, hey, I haven't seen your movies. Give them to me for free. No way. You go earn. You go buy them. You told
dick,
me.
Not a dick.
Your salary, you said you make high fives.
That's right.
Are they cool or are they not? It's dick.
Kev's not
a dick.
Kev is so cool. All right, next one.
Comedy.
Hey, comedy.
He is comedy.
All right, let's play with SL Winner on line 4. Are you ready to play Dick Benedict?
So Kevin Nealon. Hi. Kevin Nealon, almost the anti-Kevin Smith. His comedy's more way laid back.
Yeah, he's just like...
He's very laid back.
He's
swinging him. Yeah. I undersell, but he really undersells.
Yeah.
I like that, though.
Yeah. Is he the person you're playing Dick Benedict with?
No, because I only met him once.
Right. And I considered him to be not a dick to me.
Yeah, neither did I.
Right.
He is not a dick to me.
Right. So who will we be playing with for SL Winner?
Hi, my name is Lupe. I'm from San Leandro.
Oh, hey, Lupe.
Lupe.
Hey, Kevin, I just want to say I love all your stuff. I actually met you at WonderCon a couple weeks ago, my boyfriend and I.
Oh, we went out to eat with you. They were the winners.
Yeah,
Randy and Lupe.
Oh,
when we were at WonderCon, we did this promotion where we have these oversized inaction figures. We don't call ours action figures because they don't move. We call them inaction figures.
That's very clever.
Give me a badum-dish.
Badum-boom.
Oh, God. So not on point. It's a trade on the phone.
Here we go. So tell us, is this person a dick or not a dick?
Okay. I'll make it easy because it's Lupe.
Okay.
Jason Mewes.
Mm. Not a dick.
But the thing is, I mean, you've known him a long time. There have to have been times when he was a dick.
Also, she ate with him, so she hasn't.
I met him too, so I know he's not a dick.
All right, I gotta give her somebody else.
Yes.
Okay. Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase.
I bet you Chevy Chase is a dick.
Oh, that's a hard one.
I bet you he is.
It is a hard one, isn't it? You gotta think about it.
I do. But I'm gonna say not a dick.
Interesting answer. Next, who wants to guess?
I disagree. I'm going to say a dick.
I think he's a dick.
Who am I saying
everyone's
a dick?
Everyone's saying a dick in there.
Everyone's saying a dick with Lupe. Lupe, you won last time. You're going to lose. Chevy Chase is a dick.
What was so dicky about him?
He went after me in the press because I didn't make a Fletch movie starring him. We're going to be making this Fletch movie either later this year or early next year. Which is called Fletch One, W-O-N, as opposed to O-N-E.
Got it.
And it's based on one of the books in the series of Fletch novels written by Gregory MacDonald, which they based the first Fletch movie on with Chevy Chase. Anyway, this is like fifth or sixth in the series, goes back and tells the origin story of Fletch, how he first got his job on the paper. So, A, it requires a younger Fletch. So I at one point talked to Chevy Chase about doing a Fletch movie that was more of a sequel to, you know, his version of Fletch.
Right.
And it just never materialized. I got involved with Dogma instead, and it never happened. And then the dude called me names in the press. Said I was Hollywood. Called me Hollywood. Can
Whoa.
You believe that, dude?
No,
Chevy Chase called me Hollywood?
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
What was he thinking? What a dick.
I don't know. Yeah, total.
Right.
Total. And not only just once. Anytime my name comes up to him, he kind of launches into me.
What's the matter with him?
I don't know, but I loved that guy growing up.
I know.
Never meet your heroes. That's what they say. It's true. Only meet people you don't respect.
Mm-hmm. Because then they'll always win you over.
Totally. Because they can rise in your estimation. Start at ground zero. But when you put people on a pedestal and you meet them, forget it. Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Hey, Kev.
Yes.
Who's going to star in your version of Fletch?
We don't have that cast.
Eric Bana?
We don't have that cast yet. No, it's Eric Bana. Where did you pull that from?
This is a joke.
Look. No, who are we? Would you like to know who we're looking at?
Yes.
Maddie.
How about a scoop?
Yeah, give us a scoop
people
right here.
Be like, ooh,
exclusive.
On Alice, 90s,
okay. Exclusive. Those of you listening in England, here it is.
I've tipped it already on the website. We're looking at very, very closely at a gentleman by the name of Zach Braff.
Mm. Oh, my God. He'd be perfect.
You love Zach Braff, don't you?
Him.
Who doesn't love
him.
Zach Braff?
I loved him on Scrubs, and then I saw Garden State, and I fell in love.
Oh, so wait a second. So you've had a baby, but you saw Garden State.
I did.
You just
I went
haven't
with,
seen
I went,
any of Kevin Smith's stuff.
Well, you know, your movies weren't in the theater when I had a night
I
out.
I understand that Zach Braff is coming in to co-host next week. No?
I wish. Oh, my God. It's so sitting on his lap the whole show.
I see.
Zach He's not Braff, married, is he? He is dreamy. Oh.
Zach Braff is a gentleman that I had the pleasure to work with very briefly last year when I did a series of spots for Comedy Central for an organization called Declare Yourself. That's funded by Norman Lear, the gentleman who created such fantastic TV shows as
All in the Family.
Very good. And the Jeffersons. Mm. Good
another
times.
Of my, by the way, another of my, oh, two of my favorite theme songs. I was thinking of that
We're
after.
Moving on
that.
Up.
Moving on up.
And good times.
Is he wicked smart? He just seems like
Be
he's
lucky
a
we got
one.
Is
Zach Braff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a smart guy.
Yeah, I like him.
So anyway, he was in one of the spots.
Good lips. Just
he was in one of the spots,
lips.
And he was a real sweet guy.
And so
that day, and that day, I kissed up to him a little bit because I saw the trailer for that movie, Garden State, which I thought was a really brilliant trailer.
It was a good movie.
And he was a good guy. And I swear to you that at the end of that day, there were two people I met who I was like, I want to work with these two guys. One was Zach Braff, and the other was this dude. Was his name Adam or Adrian Brody? Adam Brody, the guy who's on The O.C.
I don't know.
I never watched The O.C. It's Adam Brody. Never watched The O.C., but boy, he was a great guy and funny.
Kevin Smith?
Yes.
Hold on. We're going to play more Dick Not a Dick right
so
after this
So I wouldn't be
break.
Surprised what I'm saying.
Taking a break.
Is that if
Fletch.
You're going to go to commercial? Because I'm going to tip something else here.
You just said,
Let him tip.
Whatever.
Let him tip. Go
no,
ahead.
Tip. Take your break. I know
tip,
it's
tip,
so
tip,
important.
Tip.
It is. You know why? Because people pay for 9 o'clock
do it,
spots.
Do it. Do your spots. Tip. I'll be here when we get back.
And you're going to break it.
Maybe.
Alice at 97.3, KLC San Francisco, it's 10:06, Kevin Smith, us hanging out. We are still going to play a little bit more Dick Not a Dick.
My God, I really need to hear some Duran Duran.
You got ask and you shall receive, my liege.
That's what I like about this place. You ask for something, right, you get it within 2 hours.
Sure-ish.
A little Save a Prayer coming at you. It's one of Duran Duran's better tunes going way back. Takes me straight back to the 80s, and now we're bringing it right here to you, Alice, 97.3. That was a little early.
Yeah,
I was thinking about my sandwich.
Okay. Well, you eat that, and we'll come back and play
to
more.
The whole song?
We're going to hear the whole song. We got a little contest
then,
going
yes,
on.
And then somebody, ninth caller, people, you get something.
I just realized that we've got all these people lined up for the...
I can clear one line and pick it up 9 times. You want me to do that?
Yeah, do that.
All right, which line do you want me to drop?
I want you to drop... All Day Dave. Sorry, All Day Dave. Goodbye.
So the ninth caller on that line now is going to win what?
They win the new Duran Duran record, and they're qualified for the trip.
Save it to the morning after. No, don't save a prayer for me now. Save it to the morning after. Oh, I harmonized the wrong way.
You chose the wrong one.
I did. Boy, I feel like a...
What are you going to do? I'm getting some karaoke ready for you. You're primed.
No.
Oh, no, you're ready.
We're too close to the end of the day for karaoke.
What?
Nah, we karaoke'd all week long.
We karaoke'd not one time. All right.
You?
No way.
Yeah.
There's no way. That dude, if he was to die, I might as well hang it up.
No, we're talking about my wife, not your husband. Oh. Would you be here today were it not
without
for
your wife? No, I wouldn't.
Same thing.
When I saw
Jennifer Mary Schwalbach, best woman, person, human being I've ever met.
Aww.
But if I have you late for the limo, then Jen
she will kick your ass.
Kick my ass. Yeah. I don't want
no,
that.
No, she's
I
actually.
We got along very well.
You guys did get along well.
I have a question about Jennifer.
I'm coming down to LA and you guys are going to Disneyland with me.
No, you're out of your mind.
No, you're going. You know what? You know what? You jaded. You jaded Hollywood
fatty.
Director.
Call him fatty.
I'm not
calling.
Don't be ridiculous.
This does not come from being jaded. I spent, and thank you, Human. this does not come from being jaded. I just spent, since we lived in Los Angeles for the last, I moved to L.A. in 2002.
Yeah.
First 2 years, I had a child, small child.
Yes.
We bought season passes. I spent so much time down in Disneyland because I used to love the magic of Disney. Let me tell you something. When you go twice a week for 2 years straight, you're over it.
Have you been to California Adventure?
Yes.
Wow.
Just
let's go.
They got that
fun.
Muppet 3D thing that rocks. Everything else.
Well, let's
else
just go for one
socks
day and go to the things you like, and then we'll do.
Just
the
come over to my house. I'll barbecue. It's better.
Have you been to Club 33?
No, I have not.
Then you need
to
go
I
back.
I can't believe you haven't been in there.
I haven't, but I heard. I'll tell you guys a story.
You're so
off
you
air,
tell
air,
us
air,
right
air,
now
I
on
can,
the air.
No, I can't. I got to tell you off air.
Really? Why? Yeah. Tease it.
It's
we'll tell it when we
friend
come
of
back.
Mine, a friend of mine.
Ben Affleck, maybe?
No, it wasn't. No, somebody famous. It's a dude who was negotiating for a deal with Disney and asked part of his deal to
membership.
Be member, yeah, to be granted membership access anytime he wanted into Club 33. And the answer he received was astounding. Astounding in this day and age. Yes.
Race.
Yes. Yes.
Shut up.
That's all I'm going to say.
Okay.
I'll tell you after the show.
Are they cool or are they not? It's Dick, not a dick.
I should point out for the record, he's a white guy, too. Just so everyone's not... Well, you say race and everybody immediately goes black-white. Not everything is about black-white.
Huh.
Now I have no idea what it is.
It's Lance Armstrong. They don't like racers.
Yeah, they don't like Racer X.
That's what it
like
is.
Speed, like, you know, like...
Speed Racer.
Speed Racer.
Mm-hmm.
But he did like Racer X because that was his brother.
All right, we got to go.
Is that it?
No, pick one person to play with.
No,
pick,
let's
pick somebody.
Play.
Last round.
Let's play with each other for
okay
these last few minutes.
All right.
Because I'm leaving, and then that's it.
I know.
Tough to say goodbye, isn't it?
It is hard. It has
I'll
been really fun.
Play the hitchhiking music. Did you grab my jam I asked you to grab early this morning? My Bon Jovi grab?
That's how we're ending
unbelievable
it.
I asked the dude one thing, dude.
No,
one
you asked
thing
for like
said,
50. And for the record, you asked for 50 things this morning.
One
when
thing
you came
and
in
a sandwich and an OJ. I said, get me Never Say Goodbye by the judge.
You did.
You didn't do it. Somebody grab it, please.
I've got something for you.
Okay, I'll
so I could go out on a Jersey note.
No, you're going out on this note. Okay, where's my mic?
I'm
where's
not
my,
singing, no,
yes,
seriously.
You are. You're
no,
singing.
No, no,
I'm spending
it's
eternity
coming, it's
on
coming.
You.
I don't want to do it. My voice is very
you
cramped. I don't want to do it.
You have to do it, dude.
No, no, no. I already did this.
You don't do it, dude.
No, no, no.
We're
going to
get to They Rock Them All.
I've sang all week long. I've been singing with stuff. I don't want to
You know, all right, fine. Only.
You got to do it.
No, I don't.
Only because I do love you.
I know.
And this is the part where it gets sappy.
Here it is.
Kevin Smith.
Yes.
Thank you for stepping in last minute.
Thank you for having.
A joy.
It wasn't very last minute, though.
Sarah, do it in his place. I'm spending my karaoke on you. You got to
no,
do it
no, 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 no. I'm not doing it.
Spending karaoke.
Stay out of our moment.
Yeah, right. So we're having a moment.
Human's always ruining it.
I love you, and I was very nervous before you came up. And I. And
why were you nervous?
Because you're you. And
what does
I,
that mean?
That you're just, you know, the world-renowned director Kevin Smith. I've said
no,
it
50,000
times.
No, because you were like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Is he cool or is he not? He's a dick, not a dick.
No, I remembered you from, you know, last time you were on. I knew
I
you were
cool.
You were cool, and but I couldn't believe you wanted to come on. I thought, God, what's it going to be all about?
I thought it'd be fun, and guess what? I was right.
Mm-hmm.
I was right. Like many things in my life, I was right.
You made the right call.
I made the right call. So my life has been a series of right calls, except when it comes to my sugar intake.
Yeah.
Bad calls there, left and right.
People make, but don't blame yourself for that.
That's my weakness. But no, this was fun. I had a really good time. I almost cursed. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I saved it, though.
You did.
Reined it in. You're getting teary-eyed, aren't you, Maddie?
I'm getting a little glistening.
Maddie's like, I can't believe nice. I have to go back to this show fun. After he
It was hard. It was stressful. I have to say that. It was,
why was it stressful?
Because I want to be, you know, the funny girl that you need me to be. And yet I do want to be the queen, so that's tough for me.
But you delivered on both fronts. It was always your show, and you were always funny, and you gave and you took.
Oh, that's awesome.
I gotta hawk that back.
Thank you for not giving me that.
I know, I didn't give you that.
Really
but you
awesome.
Did. You gave as well as you took. John's
so
right.
So did you.
You take well and you give well.
I'm good at that.
Yeah.
I'm a giver and a taker.
Totally. Generous.
Yeah.
You're what we call an easy lover.
Thanks for recognizing
lover.
That. I am an easy lover.
Totally.
You know, in my way.
She'll take your heart, but you don't see it.
Right.
Like the weather. Can you name the two artists who sang that song?
Phil Bailey and Phil Collins.
Excellent job.
Thank you.
Excellent job.
Thank you. I wish I had some trivia for you.
You got to stop this music.
Do we have to go now?
Sadly, there
why?
Are other shows to be done.
She got a limo.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey,
you want a last round of this or no?
Yeah, it's like 11:30.
One last trivia challenge.
All right, go ahead.
Here we go.
There it is. We're going to blow through it.
Wait, before we do that, can I give my final shout-out
yes,
for Vulgarthon 2005, first time ever on the West Coast. Look at him racing for the music. Buy your tickets at Vulgarthon.com, viewaskew.com. It's a movie film festival, which I guess is redundant, movie film festival. Film festival that I'm hosting down in Los Angeles at the world-famous Cinerama Dome.
Get your tickets at viewaskew.com or Vulgarthon.com.
28th, March. Buy tickets.
And now,
Vulgarthon.com.
Trivia.
Now we play some trivia.
What movie was
also,
Spike Lee?
Everyone's been pimping stuff all week. Want me to pimp some other stuff I'll be doing?
If you mind.
Way down the road?
Sure, go for it.
Because we had Jake Johansson pitching
September.
A gig that he's doing in September. I don't need music, sir. I don't need music. Clerks 2, I still don't need it. Clerks 2, I start in May. Look for that sometime next year. I have a book coming out as well.
Oh, really?
In
right?
April. It's called Silent Bob Speaks. I did not pick the title.
Oh.
It's a bunch of essays that I've written over the years for various magazines.
A collection, if you will.
A collection, if you will. Of,
I may have actually read some of them.
Bon Mots. Bon Mots, if you will. Yeah, Silent Bob Speaks.
What's a bon mot?
Bon mot. You know, those little French asides that you throw out.
It's like a blog?
No, it's not really a blog. It's various subjects, stuff I write about. What else am I doing? I don't know. Lots of stuff. I'm always busy. Evening with Kevin Smith 2, Evening Harder, DVD comes out later in the year.
He's writing an article for GQ.
I'm late for writing an article, an intro for a GQ article.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always busy.
And you're about to get your ass kicked in 90s trivia.
Yeah, right.
Comic-Con San Diego, June.
I'll be in San Diego in June at the Comic-Con. There's a Long Beach Comic-Con coming up in March. Wizard World. Long
oh, you're going to be that?
Of course.
I'm there too, then.
And this year, we're selling at the Comic-Con. You'll like this, Sarah. I'll send you one of these, too. The Kevin Smith in action figure. Because I have little Silent Bob versions of me from the movies, but this one is me.
Okay.
Wearing my jean shorts and my... Shooter.
And your little shoes
my
that you wear, right.
So there's a little Kevin Smith figure. I'll put it right there. And
I would love that. I would look at it every day. And
no name will come in and throw it across the room, shatter it. God damn it, they're going to take my job.
It's not for you.
He's trying to steal you away.
All right, let's play.
All right. Whoever,
so ready to kill you right
whoever
now.
Whoever wins this round is the ultimate king or queen of Alice at 97.3.
Okay. Come on, man. Right.
No, that's true. It's real.
I kicked your ass so many times.
Stop it. You didn't. I kicked your ass yesterday.
And so what? She wins one card and she's the queen?
That's right.
It's insane. You heard him.
Here we go. Good luck. Go. What movie was Spike Lee criticized for urging children to skip school to see on the
Kevin
day?
Sir. Kevin. Malcolm X.
Malcolm X is correct. What evangelist attracted 900 participants in AOL's most visited chat event of 1992?
Evangelist? Sarah.
Yes.
Pat Robertson?
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
92, you say?
Yes.
I'm not even going to hazard a guess because if I get it wrong...
Can I guess again?
No.
What happens if I get it wrong?
Nothing.
Pat Robertson?
She said Pat Robertson. Well listened.
She can't hear in there because he's got the
microphone. That's true. But she is wearing headphones.
Oh.
I would say Jerry Falwell.
I'm sorry, I said correct. It's Billy Graham.
Oh.
He's still alive in 92?
Yeah.
I guess if he's alive now, he's alive then.
You're right.
Interesting.
Next question. What movie gives Jack Nicholson the chance to yell at Tom Cruise?
Kevin.
Yes.
That would be A Few Good Men.
That is correct. Oh.
You can't handle the truth.
What malt beverage marketed by Coors capitalized on quote-unquote clear craze?
Sarah.
Of the, yes.
Zima?
Zima's correct.
Thank
well
you.
Well done. Wow. He figures you know all about liquor.
That's right. Being a drunk.
Yeah.
That's 2-1, by the way, people.
Yes.
Two questions
is
left.
Is it two to one or?
Yes,
it's
yeah, 2-1.
I'm up.
I'm up.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No, he's
winning. Pimps up,
hoes. 2-1.
You know how it is.
Two for the king, one for the queen. What Nebraska senator predicted George Bush would crack open Bill Clinton like a soft peanut?
Sarah.
Yes, Sarah?
Bob Dole.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I'm not even going to guess.
Why not?
Because I have no idea. I don't know who the senator from Nebraska was.
Bob Kerry. And your final question, everyone.
This is the best you can do is tie.
Then we'll have to go to a tiebreaker.
I see.
Whose album, The Chronic, slowed down the 90s?
Sarah.
Robin.
Snoop yeah. Dogg.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
That would be Dr. Dre.
It is Dr. Dre.
I threw out the only rapper that came to mind.
The King.
The King.
It
started with rap, I end it with rap. That's why you gotta
pull. All right, fine, you're the king. I bet down before
pull
you.
Somebody has to sing karaoke.
Some more rap music is all I'm saying.
Somebody has to sing karaoke.
I'll watch your movies first.
We gotta go. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, San Francisco, for affording me the opportunity.
Thank you.
And now we end with Bon Jovi.
Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts? I'll come back anytime the other dude's sick.
Even when the other dude's not sick, you should come in.
No, I don't think I can share you.
Stop it. Don't be silly. You shared me with Kevin Nealon and Elizabeth
Marsden. No, I couldn't share you with the guy.
You shared me with Jake Johansson.
It would be too... It'd be weird. It'd be like...
Why? Because you said all this stuff like, hey, quit the show, blow that guy off, come down to L.A. and do a show with me?
That wouldn't be weird at all. It would just be weird. It would be like...
Stop it. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you can't.
It would be ridiculous.
Can't do that.
I like to say I'm sad.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sad too.
Who am I going to miss me?
Who will drive to work in the morning?
Exactly.
Kathy will miss
very
you.
Very much. You're so sweet.
I'm going to miss you very much.
I'm going to miss you, too. Charlene, you going to miss me?
Of course I'm going to miss you.
Yes.
What about Ray to Rob? You going to miss him? You better not. You should say no, because you're one of Noname's best friends.
This is the show that will not end. It just won't end.
I love that about it.
Maddie's like a shit-ass.
Is Maddie going to miss him?
Maddie, you going to miss him?
I'm going to stay in touch, because...
Maddie's not going to miss me, because we'll be doing a radio show together in Los Angeles in the fall.
You guys, you're hilarious. You should do a show together. You're so
funny. My closing thought after 3 days, the one thing I walk away from here with is people, leave those monkeys alone.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Amen, king.
Leave them alone.
All right.
And Bon Jovi?
We don't have it, sir.
We don't have it?
A good, strong producer would have had it. We don't have it.
I've got a karaoke
and
version.
And I'm not going to sing.
All right. No.
Give us the denim and leather.
No!
Is this a little Alanis Morissette?
It's not. Oh, you know what, though? Let's do Alanis Morissette.
That is Alanis Morissette.
No, that was Michelle Branch.
Really?
Sounded just exactly like
we should probably
like
go out on Alanis.
We should. You're absolutely
in. Thanks to Alanis Morissette for calling in.
What, you have a request?
Sweetheart. I would request, you probably don't have.
Well, what
it's
is
not
it?
A radio hit.
What is it?
I would play Unsent. It's
no,
a fantastic
it's not,
song. You see?
Definitely
well, like
not.
I said.
Unsent is a great song.
It's a great
it
song.
It's
one
part
of
the soundtrack.
Best ever made. No, it's not part
City
of
City of Angels.
No, you're thinking of Uninvited, sir.
Oh, I am thinking of Uninvited.
You had my back, and then it turns out you were completely in error.
I like a lot of these. I can't decide. Let me think.
What, you
just
know
all
what?
The hits.
Do you have 21 Things I Want in the
mm-hmm.
Lover?
No.
Good God, you have nothing here.
Well, this list is not my radio
and
station.
And we're a radio station.
Yeah, now that I'm leaving, I'm going to say that
Alice
97.3 has no songs.
Stop it. Okay, we'll be back.
in 2 weeks. Have a great couple of weeks.
You
and
as well.
Kevin,
enjoy
thank
your time
you so
off.
Much.
You're, congrats with the baby, no name.
Any final thoughts, Kevin?
He's comic deaf to even asking that. Bye.
This is the one you're going after?
I actually really like this song.
Come on. What,
okay, no. Well, what else? Pick something else.
Let him pick. Come on, you guys.
I picked two, but you didn't have it.
I don't have those. Pick one
go
that
out
I have.
In honor of Kevin Nealon, who is here, go out with Hands Clean.
Okay, fine. Really, Hands Clean over You Learn?
Yeah.
All right.
Any thoughts on Hands Clean?
Apparently, it's not her singing about a chick.
If it for your maturity, none of this sing. Would have happened. If you weren't so wise beyond your years, I would have been able to control myself. If it weren't